different ways. That's on the way in the next 20 minutes or so. Throwback Throwdown 2, and to whet your appetite for that, this throwback from Janice on Moon.
body. Problem is, I want your body like a feeling, like a bad habit. Bad habits hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is, when I'm with you, I'm an addict.
Battling it out, each with a different throwback. Whose throwback do you want to hear today? Nat is the returning champ and picking first.
All right, so I saw one of the artists on this song talk about this song recently. It is 10 years old, just over 10 years old. And she said that it kind of haunts her a little bit. But she, when she's out and she's singing, she always has to perform it. It actually was nominated for Best Pop Duo or Group Performance at the Grammys in 2015. And it did win Favorite Song of the Year at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, people.
Don't overlook the kids. They've got good taste.
The kids know. My pick this morning is Jessie J and Ariana Grande and Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. You want to hear that? Text the word Nat to 103.5.3.5 here this morning, or maybe you'd rather hear the song that Aaron has chosen today.
From 1991, this was the debut album for EMF, and it's just a fun song that makes me feel, you know, hot weather, sunshine, and the guy wrote it when he was riding his bike. He came up with
his BMX? So, I don't know.
He was riding his bike.
It just makes it sound like he was riding his bike, his little BMX.
He thought of his girlfriend who had dumped him. And because if you listen to the lyrics, it's actually a little nasty. It's not really a love song. So he thought of his girlfriend who dumped him and wrote the song.
You're unbelievable. Oh! If it's EMF's Unbelievable you want to hear this morning, text the word Aaron to 103.5.3.5. I think that's the way I go. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've heard that Jessie J song, but I do think I like the EMF one.
Nobody was asking. What were they? What were we asking?
I love your opinion, Drew.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
I really think it's important that you get acknowledged.
Drew needs to be heard.
Yes.
The man very rarely gets hurt.
So true.
Around here?
Spoken like a man of privilege.
Or you want me to get your number out? If you want to hear Nat's song, which is Jessie J and Bang Bang, text the word Nat to 103.5.3.5. If you want to hear Unbelievable and EMF, text the word Aaron to 103.5.3.5. We'll play the winner after Virginia to Vegas, if it's okay with you, on Move.
Everything's so small when you're on top of the world. It's hard to understand what's still yet to unfold. Pretending to be who you're not is a waste of what you got. Keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep on, keep believing.
We are the kings and queens, our hearts that break. we may fall in between the cracks. Living life like it's just a game of blackjack. I don't know how, but we always find our way back. Looking back when I was just a little girl with a big dream, living in a lonely world. It seems life is impossible, so believe that you're unstoppable. Like it's just a game of blackjack. I don't know how, but we always find our way back. Looking back when I was just a little girl with a big dream, living in a lonely world. It seems life is impossible, so believe that you're unstoppable.
Different throwbacks. Whose throwback do you want to hear today? Matt's the returning champ picking first.
All right, so this song that Jesse J, like, loves to perform, it's Bang Bang.
Aaron is the challenger.
Just feeling a little EMF.
You're unbelievable. Thanks for your text messages at 103535. Patty says, is EMF even a real song? has to be Nat.
Thank you, Patty.
Patty.
I agree.
Cody says, Bang Bang, what a throwback. I remember their performance with Nicki Minaj with her when her dress broke. I don't remember that performance, the little onstage wardrobe malfunction with Nicki Minaj.
Down the stairs. I think it was down the stairs, and they were trying to, like, dance and step. I don't remember that, but...
Something for sure that rang a bell for Cody.
Now, we're all going to... Guess what? We're all going to go to YouTube right now, right now.
Try to find Nicki Minaj's dress breaking. Tris says, Aaron, you're unbelievable.
Aww.
And Natasha says, EMF released that album the year I graduated from high school. Their cassette was a prize at our dry grad, which my friend won and gave to me.
Natasha, friend didn't want it.
A deep connection. Natasha says she wore that cassette out. She loved it so much. So she's voting with Aaron.
But her friend had better taste.
I will tell you
that
it was very, very close this morning. Very, very close. The winner received 50.8% of the vote. The winner is...
Oh, Natasha!
Yay!
You ruined it!
EFF! Unmoved.
You blew it. Thought you buried me? But I'm alive and living my best life.
Yes.
Tell me, how's it feel?
Huh?
Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
It's one thing to get married in secret. It's another to keep the identity of your bride a secret.
What's trending?
At a press conference introducing him as the new quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Aaron Rodgers confirmed that the ring he's been wearing the last couple of months is indeed a wedding ring. However, he won't say who he married. Back in December, he said he had a new girlfriend named Brittany, but they've never been photographed together. In another interview in April, he referred to himself being in a serious relationship, but no further details or name then. Now he says he's married, but we have no idea to whom. Is it to Brittany? Is it to somebody else? Nobody knows who Aaron is married to.
Maybe he is married to himself. He went on one of those journeys.
Maybe.
Oh my God. Where he had one of those services where, like you marry yourself, you recommit to yourself. Mm. Maybe he married a bridge.
Maybe his wife is in Canada. Maybe it's literally, I have a girlfriend in Canada come to life. Maybe Aaron's wife is in Canada. It's just the craziest thing ever.
Do you think he'll continue this narrative that he's married?
Yes.
Okay. You think this is okay? It wasn't a joke?
I don't think so. No, he's been, if it is a joke, it's a long play. He's been wearing the ring for a couple of months.
It's like, how do I get out of this joke? It's like, this didn't go, look, I thought this was going to be a funny joke, and now I got to pretend I have a wife.
I forgot a joke has to have a payoff.
Right? It's so weird. It's so weird.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of, an airline passenger is trending for her epic temper tantrum. A video taken at Milan's airport shows a passenger having her carry-on bag rejected because of weight. She was given a couple of options, pay more or remove some items and put them in her checked luggage. She was having none of it, so she lied down on the floor and had a freak out. So she was lying on the floor and she was yelling, as you could hear there, and then kicking her feet. She was kicked, if you're wondering. Yes, she was kicked off that flight.
I guess so. She literally sounds like a toddler yelling the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, I might have looped that.
Oh, okay.
But she did. But that, I mean, just the fact that she was lying on the ground and that screaming, she was kicked off the flight and then I had to rebook when she calmed down. After a nap, goldfish crackers.
She was just tired.
I'm tired.
Just time out.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Spears on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, the home of the $1,000 Minute. And the at-work play of the game is coming up.
All right. Caller 25 looking for you. 604-280-1035. We'll play after Alessia Cara.
Find table spaces, say your social graces, bow your head. They're pious here, but you and I, we're pioneers. We make our own rules, our own room. No bias here. Leave the empty chairs to those who say we can't sit there. Find all by
Alyssa is at work at Pacific Coast Terminal in Port Moody this morning. Alyssa is pretty quiet today. Most people you work with are on vacation this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of people away. I'm kind of by myself in my office.
All by, how many people are normally around?
I don't know, about 20, 30 maybe.
And it's just you? Running the sulfur?
No. there's several people just on my floor. Most people are away.
Got it. All right.
When is the countdown to your time off, Alyssa?
I just had some, so probably around Christmas time.
Oh, that's a long way.
No, I was going to say it's not so far. Yeah. It'll go by fast.
Sorry, it'll be fast.
Sorry, silly me. You're right. It isn't that. 6 months goes by and I'll sleep.
Yeah. Before you know it, jingle bells.
Exactly.
Alyssa, good luck playing the $1,000 minute. We're rooting for you here this morning. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit and you win $1,000. If not, it's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. Are you ready to play?
I think so, yep.
Let's do it. $1,000 minute starts now.
What is the capital city of Poland?
Pass.
What is the Spanish word for a small shared dish or snack?
Pass.
What is 8 times 9?
72.
What is the largest Great Lake?
Pass.
What director is behind The Life Aquatic and The Royal Tannenbaums?
Oh, pass.
If you are in Senegal, what continent are you in?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. Pass.
How many A's in lasagna?
3.
Who is Goldie Hawn's long-term partner?
Kurt Russell.
What is a labubu?
Oh, it's those stupid little toys that are pretty crazy.
Name a member of the Rolling Stones that is not Mick Jagger.
Oh, pass.
What's the capital city of Poland?
Warsaw.
What is the Spanish word for a small shared dish? You have tapas.
Oh, no.
And that's being very low-key in saying tapas.
Tapas.
Is tapas something you're supposed to be shy about?
No. I was just like, oh, you have tapas. Anyway.
Yeah, tapas. Tapas was the answer there. Warsaw was right. You came back and got that one. You got the math question right. I missed your answer on the Great Lakes. Did you pass or did you give us an answer on that one?
The largest
Great Lake. Okay.
Yeah, I passed, but I think it's Superior.
It is Superior. You also passed on the Wes Anderson question. That was the director we were looking for. Senegal is in Africa. Then you got 3 in a row correct, but you missed the Rolling Stones question at the end. Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, Charlie Watts, those are some members of the Stones who are not named Mick Jagger. But 5 correct answers and $50 for you.
Hey! Thank you.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You can Uber Eats or DoorDash your lunch in today.
And remember, it'll be Christmas in no time.
Thank you, Alyssa. $1,000 minute powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. 7:35 and 9:35 on Move 103.5.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. There's always tomorrow. I need more time.
With the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety.
Move 1035.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage, just a couple hallway famous fools. We
On Move. What did we learn on this day? It's Nat and Drew show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron. We're almost done, but what did we learn? Aaron, let's start with you.
Okay. The VSO has worked really hard on making themselves super accessible to every single person out there. And tonight they're just hitting it out of the park. They are doing a show called Game On, and it features symphonic music from video games like Skyrim, The Elder Scrolls, World of Warcraft, Assassin's Creed, Ori and the Blind Forest. They're playing tonight, 7 p.m. at the Orpheum, and it's music from video games.
Very cool.
The best.
What about, like, Pac-Man?
You know what?
Frogger?
Of course they will. Of course they will. Like, somebody's going to have some fun with that.
Like, just, like, little bits just to kind of...
They've been working on this for 3 years. There'll be 100 musicians from all levels of the VSO. And I just, I'm just like... I say good job, you guys. Way to go.
Really nice. Drew, what'd you learn?
I learned that bartenders don't like it when we pay for our drinks one round at a time. They would much rather have a tab running and then paying when we leave. It's something that's driving them crazy with Gen Z, 20 or somethings, who are used to paying things one item at a time with their phones. Mm-hmm. And so now, instead of just having a tab at the bar, they're going up and ordering one drink at a time and paying for it one drink at a time with their phone.
Yeah, I guess that's just like, you know, if people drink more, then you get a bigger tip.
Yeah.
It's also less work to have to keep, like, you know, checking somebody out of their bill.
Yeah. So. But it does feel a bit like Mad Men-y, or even like, you know, what's the Leo show where they're all like working in the finance world?
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
to have a tab?
Yes. You know, it does. 2025 feels different, mm-hmm. right? People just aren't going, put it on me.
Yeah. I don't think that's what a tab necessarily was.
Oh.
I guess maybe it was a little bit. Today is Wednesday, so we always do like a would you rather scenario, and there's a whole bunch on our Instagram, the Nat Drew Show, in the stories. Would you rather you and your partner always be out of sync when it comes to the type of vacation to take or the type of food to eat?
Food, I would rather us be out of sync with food. I think vacation would be harder to work around.
Yeah? Okay.
Opposite for me. Like, I think food is every day,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you could go like, ugh, I don't want to go to Hawaii again, and then fake it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, right? Yeah. I just, food.
Yeah. Most people agree. They say they would rather disagree about food. It's 53% to 47%, so it was pretty tight.
Oh.
I feel I could fake it over food more than I could fake it over vacation, so I think I'm in the minority.
Plus, I would think most of us actually, if you actually count up the number of meals we have in a week, there would be very few with your partner.
Fair enough.
Are you actually sitting down to have breakfast together? Are you actually sitting down? Like, there might be one meal a day where you're actually sitting down with
them. I want them to eat what I want them to eat.
Wherever they are and whomever they're with. You can listen to the show on demand anytime. Just search for the Nat Drew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Move Radio.
More music, more variety.
Next.
Introducing Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Got my first real slick string.
Hosted by Bryan Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Bryan Adams Radio.
I'm ready.
Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Go, kids wanna rock.
All season long on TSN, the stars of women's basketball.
Asia Wilson.
Lisa Collier.
Caitlin Clark.
This league is stacked with talent.
Our home on TSN. WNBA lives here.
Hero Home Care.
presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
Oh, the most exasperating hero is Help Desk Helen. I've been on hold for 42 minutes.
She's a hero?
Well, certainly not on the same level as the heroes from Hero Home Care.
Right. Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
Are you still on the line, sir?
Yes, Helen.
Please continue to hold.
Oh, come on, Helen. Hero!
Homecare.ca.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
It's back. And it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months no-interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
The wait is over. The berries are back. Fresh, sweet, and juicy BC strawberries are ripe and ready. Support local farmers. Buy BC Fresh local strawberries in stores, farmers markets, and a grower's farm near you. Like Neufeld Farms on King Road in Abbotsford. Visit the Neufeld Farms Berry Barn for ready hand-picked strawberries. For more info, visit bcstrawberries.com. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC Partnership Program.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
What if your drive was fueled with more? More protection. More performance. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits to rejuvenate your engine's performance. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More performance with every drive. Compared to lower octane fuels and gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style.
Real Canadian Superstore's forecast calls for berry sweet days ahead. This week, 2 pounds of strawberries are only $5.88. Snack on juicy sweetness and bask in the glow of low prices at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC real estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
A pink diamond is exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Sunshine, happiness, and lighthearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Woo!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Four
generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, or boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new tonight at 10 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Move 103.5.